It's time for a Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornet head football coach Shane Page. Copan falling to Davenport this past week by a final score of 62-0. Copan Wesleyan Christian's first district game of the season. 0-1 in district play, but still a lot of district football left to be played. They've got Yale at home. That'll be at Wesleyan Christian School on Friday. And Coach Page, we talked about this before, but obviously a tough team to begin district play with.
Right. I mean, Davenport, they're as advertised. They were a great team. You know, they have 14 seniors, and I think we only had 12 dressed out for the game out of our 20-man roster. So, I mean, they had more seniors than we did kids dressed out. And we knew it was going to be tough, and we had to move Zian Fisher, the quarterback, because Austin Cobb ended up with a case of shingles. So, you know, we were without our starting quarterback, and then Zian ends up getting a concussion late in the second quarter versus Davenport. So we're going to be without Zian for a few weeks as well. So, just trying to put the next man in and keep rolling.
Who did you have at quarterback after Zian got hurt?
We put in Levi Harper and just did some wildcat type stuff.
Talking with Copan head football coach Shane Page after the Hornets and Mustangs lose this past weekend to Davenport. I know it doesn't get a whole lot easier this week, Coach. You've got Yale at home. Your thoughts on that ball game?
They're going to be another good team. I mean, unfortunately, that's just the district we're in. I mean, you know, the benefit for us is the fact that our district's kind of front-loaded with the two best teams, I think, in the district out the gate. But that doesn't make any other team, you know, less successful. I mean, they're all going to be good. We're going to get the best game. And we've got to get healthy and tougher and keep practicing and do all the things that we need to do to be successful further down the road.
You had mentioned a couple of those guys, Austin Cobb and then Zian Fisher, what the kind of they're dealing with, only suited up 12 guys. Kind of what's the status and what do your numbers look like over the next week or two, if you could kind of run over that a little bit?
I think our numbers will still be pretty thin for Yale this week. In fact, like I said, we're going to be trying our third quarterback out, so we're going to end up doing some run game stuff and trying to be a little bit less flashy because we're just not going to have that, you know, access without Austin or Zian available. But, you know, I think moving forward, I think Zian will be out for a couple weeks. Austin, we should get back by the pew, and then, you know, we're just kind of going to get healthy at the right time heading into the last three district games. So it's just been kind of one of those misfortune things that in the middle of the season we end up against our two best district team losing some kids that could really help us.
And you mentioned that as well. You've got Yale and then DePue and back-to-back ball games. You end with Prue and Olive. And I know in a six-team district, you think there might be a spot maybe to squeak into the playoffs there. So especially at the end of the season, those games kind of become ultra important. So I know probably a good idea to try to keep those guys out as long as they can so that way they can get healthy for the end.
Yeah, and you know, we want to keep them out the same, but we're not scared of anybody either. We're going to go play football. I mean, this is going to be a homecoming week for Oklahoma Wesleyan, so we kind of want to put our best foot forward and, you know, have a good homecoming for them because we'll have a homecoming a couple weeks later versus Prue here at Copan. So, I mean, we're going to keep playing football. This is just part of it. Kids get hurt. You have adversity, and the good teams deal with it. And so that's what we're trying to do, is become a good team.
Copan head football coach Shane Page. Once again, the Hornets losing this past week to Davenport. They've got Yale at Wesleyan Christian's place on Friday. Coach Page, appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, Evan.